Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the list and your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. It's the list and your boy. I think it's like number 286 is what Caden told me for April 5th, 2023. I can't even say that we've got a lot of this coverage in the rear view because it's ongoing. Friday's going to be a big day, but WWE deal is reached. A WrestleMania is in the books. Vince McMahon was back at Raw. There was an incredible hit to morale, and FightfulSelect.com had you covered there. I'll plug that later on. Over 1,000 of you subscribed. I think like 1,300 people dropped that $5 to check out this coverage. You guys are going to like what you get right after this show, 4 p.m. Eastern on FightfulSelect.com. We're going to have a reckless speculation podcast.
Oh, boy.
Maybe not so recklessly speculating. What Tony Khan's big announcement is, you'll want to see that.
Interesting, because that's on my list today. So I guess we'll leave that for the list goes on. All right. Well, the first thing that I want to do today is I want to send condolences to the family of Bob Miller, aka Bushwhacker Butch. He passed away on Sunday night at the age of 78, and it's a pretty sad series of circumstances. He flew into Los Angeles last week to take part in WrestleMania festivities with Luke, with Bushwhacker Luke. He had a medical episode, I guess, on Friday, and passed away on Sunday night. And what makes it kind of extra sad is his family wasn't with him. His family was in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So I'm told, I know people that know him, and I'm told that Luke was with him and the promoter was with him when he passed.
Yeah.
And he leaves behind a legacy. I mean, the sheep herders, the Bushwhackers, Hall of Famer, WWE Hall of Famer. And I got a personal story about the Bushwhackers, and I've told this before. Put up that old throwback pic, Sean, if you got it handy.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's me from June of 1999. Jesus, am I dating myself? June of 1999. I was working for an independent promoter named Dale Gagne, who was kind of infamous. We've talked about him before. He had a promotion called AWA Superstars. And he did a show in Fargo, North Dakota. And I was at that show doing, you know, marketing, photography, whatnot. And it was kind of a who's who of independent stuff. The Bushwhackers were on the show, and George the Animal Steel and Sherry Martel and the Iron Sheik and a bunch of people. I had the opportunity that night that photo was taken. I had dinner with the Bushwhackers. It almost sounds like the name of a documentary sitcom or something.
Yeah.
I had dinner with the Bushwhackers and Justin Roberts. Think about that foursome.
Wow.
And they were the coolest guys, and they were very different personalities. Luke, the guy on the right there, Luke, he was the more reserved of the two. He took care of the money for both of them. Butch was loud, funny, talkative, and I spent pretty much the evening talking to Butch most of the time because he was the talkative guy and the joker. And it's unfortunate what happened. Condolences again to his family and condolences to Luke Williams, because I know Luke Williams is really having a hard time with this. They were like brothers for 50 years. And so it's an unfortunate situation.
It is an unfortunate situation, and I'm going to pull this picture down real quick. I had the great fortune of interviewing them a couple years ago. They helped out with my Inside the Royal Rumble feature. They were both wonderful. They were great guys. And Butch had told me that Luke saved his life years ago. Yeah, saved his life years ago. And Luke is still wrestling, Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was wrestling last month, so... You hate to see this. You hate to see something like this unfold, especially after, you know, he had a close call way back. But I encourage, and, you know, a lot of our viewers don't know who the Bushwhackers are, didn't watch a lot of them. They were a very sports entertainment team in WWE.
Right.
But if you want to go back and have some fun, the Sheepherders were a very violent team.
Yes, yes.
You would be very, very shocked to learn what they, the type of stuff that they did before that. They were something, man, and they were a very good team. They were a great unit, and I remember they appeared on Family Matters. We spoke about that too during our interview.
They were on Family Matters?
Oh yeah, they were on Family Matters.
Okay, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, I mean, they had some crossover and stuff like that as well, but they were like a WWF team to a T in the early 90s.
Yes.
And you would not have ever thought so if you saw them before.
100%. I used to collect magazines in the 80s. You know, this is back, obviously, way before the internet and stuff. So I used to collect the magazines. They were always covered in blood in the magazines. The Sheepherder.
Yeah.
Always. Every battle they had, they were always covered in blood. And because I grew up in a WWF territory from a television perspective, I only knew them from the magazine. So when the Bushwhackers showed up, I was like, wait a second. Aren't those the guys that are, you know what I mean? And it took some getting used to, but they had a hell of a run. They were a very popular team. They had a hell of a run.
Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. If you want your questions or statements read on the air, you can donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful. You can also head over to humperchats.com. We got plenty to talk about. Jake says, any update on Bailey, or will that be paywall talk? I had reported on Monday on FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. She was planned for the show. She was supposed to come out. She was about, and then they cut her at the last minute. So she was planning to come out there.
I want to add on Bailey for a minute. So Raw was on the 3rd, April 3rd. On April 2nd, Bailey posted on Twitter, quote, "And sometimes the most romantic love story comes to an end. Bye." So she posted that on Twitter the day before Raw. You haven't heard anything about that, right? Like what that could mean?
Nope.
Or, okay, it's fascinating.
Nope.
Okay.
Jake says you look like you could be related to John Favreau.
Now or in 1999?
That'd be interesting. Xavier says, I have to ask, any Jay White news? I was convinced he was going to go to WWE. I thought there's no way they could have fumbled that bag. Guess how many hires there have been in WWE since Vince McMahon came back, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Zero. I thought for sure he would be the exception. He is a guy that has the possibility of headlining a night of WrestleMania in the future. I fully believe that. You have ready-made stories with Cody Rhodes, Finn Balor, AJ Styles, the OC. They're right there. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, and I would bet Vince McMahon doesn't have a clue who Jay White is. And you would
probably
think
not.
You would think that Hunter, obviously we've seen Hunter only has so much control, right? Because Hunter damn well knows who Jay White is. But he's only got so much control, and what can you do? It's unfortunate.
It is. Brent Lockman says, nothing to comment, just to support, as I can only imagine the week you all are having. Cheers. I've not had a full night's sleep since I left for LA, but this is why we do it. Weeks like this are why I love doing this job. It's also one of the reasons I don't like doing this job sometimes, because I experience a lot of wrestlers that are upset, they're frustrated, they don't want to, you know, they're worried about their careers. And that's the very, very not fun aspect of this. And I think that, here we go. Gar Monroe says, is Nigel McGuinness with AEW on a commentary deal? I believe there are some additional elements. I actually saw him. He was at the presser, the scrum after ROH. He didn't, he was in the back kind of watching, but when like there was this nice smile on his face when Tony Khan talked about him. And I really, really loved seeing that. And I'll tell you what I don't love seeing. Vince McMahon back at Raw. Fightful Select covered this to an extent in which I don't think anybody else did, although there was some great reporting by Dave Meltzer and Mike Johnson. We had just a ton. We had a huge story on Tuesday about the locker room morale. I had a higher up in WWE that called me on Tuesday, Jimmy. And they said, so what are you hearing and what do we need to know? And I said, it's the worst locker room morale I've seen since Royal Rumble 2022.
And that was considered the down point. Yeah.
That was the lowest I've ever seen it.
Yes. Yes.
So there are three WWE related things that I have gotten this many messages about. Okay. Four. The Vince thing. And I guess you could count him weaseling his way back in. Royal Rumble 2022 and Hell in a Cell 2019. Just, it was bad. It was really bad, and it was really bad between 7 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern, Jimmy, because there was this talent meeting at 6 where they were being told, oh, well, nothing's going to change. And then at 7, things were changing, and somebody's saying, I didn't need a report that Vince McMahon was back in power. It was self-evident. No, no, it wasn't, Jonas, because you had people that had shows swearing up and down through January, February, March. He's back! He's back! He's I know he's back! I know he's back! No, now we know he's back. Mm-hmm. When he's literally running up and tearing up the script, and to be quite honest with you, I don't know if a whole lot of people would have known based on this show that Vince was back, had we not reported, well, these two matches got canned. This one got slid in. Omos was backstage eating a Cinnamon Toast Crunch and got told, you got a match. Like that. Yes, it did require some level of reporting, or else you probably wouldn't have known that Vince was backstage. So, I mean, to say, oh, well, we knew. No, you knew because we had reported that the script got torn up right before it. So you look at the tells of Vince McMahon. And there are several. I've constantly said rematches are going to be one. Getting title shots off of losses will be another one. But a couple of them that we saw, almost no wrestling in the first hour, commercial free hour, and tearing up that script, Jimmy. We certainly did see it.
I noticed the usage of the words superstar and WWE Universe. I heard WWE Universe a lot on Monday night. And so that doesn't surprise me either. If you didn't see our podcast on Monday, Sean and I did a kind of a special podcast about the Endeavor deal. And if you didn't see it, go to YouTube and look it up, because I went into great detail about how the Endeavor deal will work. I talked about why I think Vince took the deal to begin with. And I'm going to go into that now, because this plays into him showing up on Raw. So what I said on Monday was, I believed he took the Endeavor deal to maintain a level of control. I think that that was the catalyst. They can say what they want about this is maximum value for shareholders. Bullshit. He did it to maintain a level of control, in my opinion. And if you watch the CNBC interview, and if you didn't, you can see it online. Ari Emanuel played him like a fiddle. He completely stroked Vince's ego. He told him exactly what he wanted to hear. Vince sat there smiling, and he sat there chuckling, because Ari was kissing his ass. And I watched that, and I said this on Monday, this is how they got the deal done. You got to remember, Vince is almost 80 years old. He is notoriously arrogant and narcissistic. He's infamous for surrounding himself with yes men. I think Ari Emanuel in Endeavor, I think they knew exactly what they were doing. I think they sold him a bill of goods. He heard exactly what he wanted to hear.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids. And he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com Fightful.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They're very aware of the backlash of this week. And
are they?
Oh, boy, they sure are. I mean, this, you had some talent downplaying it on social media. No, it was bad. It was very, very bad. Vince canceled two top contendership triple threat matches. Basically, Candice LeRae and Piper Niven were left out in the cold. It was replaced with a top contender tag match, which I thought was fine. There were several backstage elements that were eliminated. Elias and Omos weren't supposed to be on the show, and then they got added to the show. Omos was not planning to wrestle. I don't think he had his gear at that time either. There was like a little bit of a rush to get that there. There were changes to WrestleMania. LA Knight and Bobby Lashley weren't on the show. There's a lot. We've got some super stickers, super chats.
Let me ask you quickly, when you said they're well aware of the backlash, are you talking Endeavor?
Yes, they're very aware of the backlash that occurred on Monday night. It was trending. Worst Raw
really?
Ever was trending.
Oh,
on social
I see.
Media.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to say one thing about Vince's position in the new company, and I mentioned this on Monday about how I don't think he's going to be there long term because of how it's structured, right? So he's going to be the chairman of this new entity where six board members are from an Endeavor, five are from WWE. But here's the thing, though. Let's say that we find out, because it seems like everybody thinks Friday, if he's at SmackDown, that's going to be the tell sign, right, Sean?
Yeah.
If he's at SmackDown running the show, that's going to be the telltale sign that he's back.
It's even what a higher up told me, yeah.
Okay. So if he's back, it's going to be probably anywhere from 6 to 12 months before the new company would be in any position to do a new round of board elections. It's going to be 4 to 6 months before the new co even goes public. They're not going to do a round of board elections at that moment, right?
Yeah.
So that means we're looking minimum 6 months, could be 12 months, could even be more than 12 months before there's a round of board elections. So if he's back, unfortunately, fans, talent, staff are going to have to be prepared for that, because unless, say, new allegations surface that forces him to take a step back, or maybe if something happens with his health that forces him to take a step back, otherwise he's going to be there minimum of 6 months, maybe 12 months before there's around board elections. I would be very stunned if they do board elections and he survives it and remains chairman. I'd be stunned.
I would
and
too.
And you know how corporate politics work. I think our Emmanuel knows exactly what he's doing. And I think that when the board elections do happen, he'll be booted out. But until then, if he wants to be back in creative, that's where they're going to be.
We've got a lot of questions to answer. Kim Gray says, did they tell Seth mid-segment that was it? No, that was as it was scripted. Also, I saw people inaccurately relaying the information we posted. The Brock Cody thing was not a last minute thing that had been planned. I'll have more details on how far ahead that was planned and some of the tell signs of that. What's the percentage? Wood says, have you talked to anybody since Raw? Have anybody given an official statement on Triple H and Vince? I mean, no wrestlers are going to put their name on this. It'll be on background. Same with higher ups and things like that. But it is unanimous based on those that I talked to. They hope Vince isn't there Friday and they hope that he's not in creative. There are a couple of people that are like, well, I worked with Vince just fine. But there you go. Oh, here's an interesting one. Cody Bondra says SRS and his contributions. Jimmy, how do you feel?
I think based on what Sean got this morning, he knows how I feel, don't you, Sean?
Yeah, I sure do. Emily Duda says, Do you think with the fire Vince chance and Twitter trend will make any difference to Endeavor? Do you think SmackDown will be hijacked? I certainly think there could be some fire Vince chance at
That'd be interesting. Where's SmackDown this week? Do you know?
Portland. And that was another telling thing. People are like, if his ass goes to Portland,
right?
You know, something's up because he was in Boston for Cena. And then, but yeah, Endeavor won't be in position to do anything for a while, but they're aware of it. Johnny says, do you think that there's enough blowback internally and publicly? Vince will limit Vince's power. Endeavor will limit Vince's power.
No. So I mean, obviously I haven't seen the paperwork. I haven't seen the agreement, but I'm sure that Vince's attorneys have protections in there for him. I'm sure they have provisions in there so that they can't, you know, I'm sure. So just so people understand, and this is something I talked to Sean about off the air, there's a lot of people talking about Vince's boss and WWE's new owners. They haven't closed yet. All right. They have not closed yet. They've announced the deal because I presume they signed a letter of intent. Once you sign the letter of intent, then there'd have to be a catastrophe for it to not go through, but it hasn't closed yet, but I'm sure that there's provisions to protect them from, you know, pulling a quick switcheroo on Vince. But again, I mean, he is the chairman only, right? He's not the president of WWE with the new Nuco. He's the chairman only. The chairman can be voted out by the majority of the board. I suspect that's where we're going to end up, but it's going to take some time before that happens.
We have just a bunch of chats here. Michael Branson asks about budget cuts. Tom LaValle asks about contracts expiring or requesting release. Wrestlers aren't going to put their names on that right now either. Grizzled Young Vets asked for their release Monday. They were at NXT Tuesday.
Right.
So that's why I didn't report that they got it, because I have no idea about that. But there's a fear of budget cuts, certainly. That's what we had reported on FightfulSelect.com. And I hope not. I hope not. They need that depth very, very bad.
Sure. Do you know if Vince was at all involved with the booking of night two of WrestleMania? Because quality wise, it was almost a 180 from night one.
I'm sure he was involved in Brock's booking.
Right.
But
I didn't mind Brock's match, to be honest. I didn't mind it.
It was fine. It just shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened at all. Van Twinblade says, WWE proves once again what I've said for nearly a decade. It's not if WWE shits the bed, it's when they shit the bed. I hate being right. It's Vince. It's Vince shitting the bed. That's what it is. DNC Digital says, is it possible talent relationships and trust with Triple H can be impacted in terms of communication of Vince coming back or lack thereof? So one of the lines in our FightfulSelect.com report was that talent is, they're right now they're kind of understanding of Triple H and Nick Khan. They don't believe that Nick Khan and Triple H intentionally like lied to them or misled them. They feel like somebody called Vince an 80-year-old Tasmanian devil, Jimmy. And they were like, it's so wild when you see him so composed on CNBC.
Right.
And then he comes through and he's like literally Taz from Looney Tunes spinning in circles, eating up scripts and spitting them out. They're like, what? Triple H and Nick would have never said that if they really thought that that was going to happen. But it happened.
Is it true that Vince didn't show up until after that talent meeting?
Well, he wasn't at the talent meeting. So
yeah.
Emily Dudas says, will Vince's involvement impact advertisers? I'm sure that there will be some advertisers that opt to do business or not to do business because Vince is there. There have always been those as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, there's still this. There's this weird thing about pro wrestling, and this is one of the reasons that I think Vince has survived these allegations, and the fact that the guy, all of these serious allegations, and there he is on CNBC.
Let me roll this into this super chat before you get to it, because you're about to make this point. Brian says, Jimmy, Sean, what do you think has prevented mainstream cancel culture from ending Vince due to this severe degree of allegations versus similar contemporaries, lack of mainstream care about pro wrestling? Jimmy, I want you to get back to your point. I've said this numerous times. This is a big reason why the higher ups in WWE leaked this to Wall Street Journal instead of Sean Ross Sapp, because they knew that if Sean Ross Sapp reported it, even though I'm very confident in my reporting, they could sweep it under the rug as silly wrestling reporting, despite how accurate we are. Wall Street Journal, it's going to be on CNN.
Yep. Wrestling has long had this lowbrow reputation, and Vince McMahon has long had this carny reputation. And this is why, you know, going back decades, if anybody saw the documentary I can't remember if it was Wrestling with Shadows or Beyond the Mat. Might have been Beyond the Mat, where Vince proudly said, "We make movies." Yeah. That's because he wanted to be viewed like he was Disney, but the mainstream really didn't. They looked at it as like a lowbrow form of entertainment. He's a carny. And so that's why he was able, people would hear it in the mainstream, be like, well, of course that happened. It's Vince McMahon. So that's why he's been able to kind of survive it this long. But if more allegations surface, especially now with the Endeavor connection, he would have to step back, I think. I think there's no way that he could continue.
We've got What's the Percentage Woods saying, do you or people in WWE know if he'll be at SmackDown Friday? It's 50-50. The people that I spoke to yesterday had no idea. They weren't told or anything like that. Luis says, Sean, in your opinion, is McMahon oblivious to how he's viewed by the roster, or he just doesn't care? I think he knows. I also don't think it was an accident that the Vince wedging his way back in with a press release was leaked as well. He's very aware of how that this would happen at this point. Somebody has to have told him.
You remember when he was on Pat McAfee's podcast, and Pat McAfee asked him something along the lines of, you know, how do you deal with the criticism and all that? And Vince, and this is what you need to be successful in his position. And this is one of the things that I get on Tony Khan about. You have to be thick skinned and you have to kind of disregard it. And I can't remember Vince's exact words, but he said something like, I just don't think about it at all. You know what I mean? And so, like you said, he's probably aware of the criticism. I don't think he gives a shit. And that's one of the reasons he's been successful for 40 years.
It's his, and that's all he cares about. Mm-hmm. GM Dave says, the person I feel really bad for, Michael Cole. You shouldn't. He's a multimillionaire who's been in that company for 25 years. He's doing all right.
And not only that, but you're right. And I saw a story about Cole before and the Endeavor news was announced, where he said that retirement's on the horizon. So I think he's already planning life after wrestling anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and his job is very, very secure.
Sure.
Very secure. K775 says, if Vince trips Triple H of power again like he did in 2021, could he walk like Stephanie? Will Endeavor intervene if optics start to look worse? Yeah, he could absolutely walk. 100%, Jimmy.
Yeah, he could. I mean, again, he just signed a bonus letter on April 1st, I believe, was the date of it. Nick Khan did too. And Hunter, as soon as the close date happens of this Endeavor deal, and I don't know what the close date is, but as soon as the close date happens, Hunter's getting a $5 million bonus. And one of the reasons that bonus was given, and this was laid out in the paperwork, was in an attempt to retain him. And so all the parties involved are well aware of Hunter's contributions and they want to keep him. And Nick Khan signed a bonus letter too. Nick Khan's getting $15 million. And again, it was done not just to thank him for his contributions, but in an effort to retain him. So I think now, granted, Hunter and Stephanie, they're set, right? Hunter's not living paycheck to paycheck, but Hunter is so emotionally invested that it would have to take something, I think, pretty major for him to walk because he's just so emotionally invested.
What's the percentage? Wood says, any chance WWE's TV partners could force their hand in Vince stepping back? Nope, because those are coming up sooner than later. They're in the middle of rights fee negotiations, probably almost imminently. Love for Boost says, would Vince tank the company with bad booking? No, they're still going to be successful. Black Mega Man says, I know you said the Endeavor deal didn't affect the finish, but there was ever a time Cody was considered to win. Yeah, I think there was a time he was considered to win. I think as of a few weeks ago, it was pretty firmly in place to those involved that he was going to lose, though.
Okay, I want to ask you about Cody for a minute. Okay. So Paul Heyman was interviewed by Ariel Helwani after WrestleMania. I thought the timing was very interesting. And Paul Heyman, and I respect the hell out of Paul Heyman, and Paul Heyman is a genius, but I disagreed with him on this point. So Paul Heyman said that Cody Rhodes came out of WrestleMania a bigger star than he would have been if he had won the championship, because there'd be no story to tell if he won, but now you know the story, which is Cody's redemption. I do not agree. I do not think that you can honestly say that Cody Rhodes is a bigger star right now, as we're doing this, than he was on Sunday night going into the match with Roman Reigns. I think that there's just no way that that's possible. What's your opinion? That's my question. What's your opinion on that?
I agree. I don't think that there's a better time for that than that moment. I don't think he'll ever be as over as that specific moment.
And I look at it like this, and I know people have used a lot of examples. Imagine if Hulk Hogan didn't beat the Iron Sheik at Madison Square Garden, whatever night that was, January 23rd, 1984, because they wanted him to continue the chase and they wanted to tell the Hulk Hogan redemption story. Imagine if Stone Cold Steve Austin didn't beat Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 14 because they wanted to continue the chase and they wanted to tell the Steve Austin redemption story. How do you think that would have worked out for Hulk Hogan and Steve Austin if they had done that? So I don't agree with it at all. And on Monday when we did this podcast, I kind of likened it to Lex Luger. And I know it's not apples to apples, Cody and Lex, but Luger spent the summer on the bus, did not beat Yokozuna at SummerSlam, and he never recovered. And I'm not saying Cody won't, but in no way, shape, or form is he a bigger star now than he was after WrestleMania. And I'm going to go a step further, Sean. Give me your opinion on this. You know how we've talked over the years about, at least I've mentioned it, about how I hate stupid baby faces, right?
Yeah.
So Cody goes into WrestleMania and Roman in so many matches, referee distractions, referee bumps, bloodline interference, and that's how he wins. So number one, Cody looked dumb because he didn't have enough backup. You think that he would have known, right? From a character perspective. Then number two, he goes into Raw. Brock Lesnar out of nowhere wants to be his partner. Brock Lesnar is making him look like a child, the way he's shaking his hand and putting his arm around him and stuff. And Cody was made to look stupid again, you know, taking the match with Brock, turning his back on him. And like, they've booked him to look like a stupid baby face. And so I don't understand how you could look at him as coming out bigger. Like he just
I don't like it. No. I don't like it. Corey says it's basically the late, let's wait and see. BS WWE likes to play. Sometimes a common sense idea is the way to go. Cody should have won. I agree. I completely agree. Just really, really tone deaf of WWE.
And
really,
you know
really
what?
Tone deaf.
If they build him up for the next year and if they get him to the point where he's actually hotter than he was on Sunday, then I will be the first to say that I was wrong and that, yeah. And that the process was right. It's hard to see it right now.
Tommy Maynard says, can't stand SRS, but he's great at his job, so I stay with Fightful and Fightful Select. Keep rolling. Well, Tommy,
I feel that way sometimes. Good for you, Tommy.
I appreciate it, Tommy. Suck my fucking ass. Max Power says, hola, guys. On vacation in Punta Cana, which sounds like something that somebody would call Tommy Maynard, says, been a wild week in wrestling, so I want to make sure I caught the show. Salute from the beach. Well, thank you so much. We're glad to see you here. Real Take Wrestling says, just a shout out to you, Sean, and definitely not Tommy Maynard. Thanks for adding clarity for all of us fans and content creators. Your work is so appreciated. Let's get back to this mountain of super chats that we have. But, you know, first I got to give you guys some good ideas. Nord.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. What more can I say that I haven't already said? Well, I'm going to have to say a few things because this is an ad read for NordVPN.com/Fightful. You know, the way that I get UFC pay-per-views for 1/6 the price, the way that I'm able to unlock lots of content, the way that I'm able to keep myself browsing safely and securely when I'm on the road or when I'm at home on all my devices. This bad boy right here, this bad boy right here, all these bad boys around here that you can't even see are all protected with NordVPN.com/Fightful, a 30-day money-back guarantee. You already get a great deal on it. The amount in savings that I had the first month beat the price that I paid for the subscription itself. And again, works on all your devices with one subscription. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Check out their many great tiers and tons of other great features. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
You did an ad read with a shitty microphone, Sean Rossap?
Yeah, I had the wrong one hooked up. Tommy Maynard says, I was ribbing you nerds. SRS is the blue chew of wrestling news. Now, Tommy, I've seen you say some out-of-pocket shit about some friends of mine in this chat. So
why didn't you re-record that with the proper mic?
Muted. Now you don't get to talk at all. Ari Schreiner says, any info on Vicky, her daughter's situation? And what was Vicky thinking with that IG post? I'm not going to comment too much on that because I don't know exactly what happened. I'll just say that regardless of what could have happened, Vicky's response was completely tone deaf. It was idiotic in a situation like that to bring up who bought whose car and all this shit, like ridiculous.
Take it off.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Ryan says chances of Bailey asking for her release or writing out her contract and leaving knowing Vince is back in creative. Who's to say? I don't know. I don't exactly talk to Bailey a lot, but I know there was a lot of speculation based on her tweet and then her not being there, but right. I can't say that she would.
Right. I mean, just like you, like I can't speak for Bailey. The only thing I can do is comment on things that she has said. And I've seen interviews with her. Now, granted, she said these interviews when Hunter was in charge, but I've seen interviews where she really put over her lifelong love of WWE and how she hoped that Mercedes would return. But who knows if Vince is fully back, then who knows if that changes her opinion.
James Stalling says, I 100% believe Jay White said, hell nah, F that. I don't think that's what happened. Blind Wolf says, another example, what if Cena lost at Mania 21? Yep, that's a perfect example. That is a perfect example. Shouldn't have happened.
You think WWE just stopped taking Jay White's calls?
Yeah. Mateo says, is Roman going over related to the sale? Nope, I was told that had nothing to do with it.
Right.
We've got just a bunch more. In your opinion, percent of chances Jay White shows up on AEW either tonight or soon? I don't know about tonight, but I think probably about, I'd put it at 65% now. Put it at 65%. What's the percentage Wood said asked y'all months ago with these allegations came out if there was a realistic possibility Vince could be removed? I'm asking you and Jimmy, any realistic chance Vince doesn't show up Friday? Yeah, there's a real realistic chance. The hope internally is that Vince was around in LA, decided to put on the headset for old time's sake, maybe have one more go of it. But however, when he said that he's going to be involved in the top levels of creative and not in the weeds, this is how a lot of people took it. As in, I'm going to tear up that fucking script at the last minute.
Right.
And you all can handle the fallout of it. That's what a lot of people are thinking.
Right. Yeah.
We got Mr. CJ Lilly asking if NXT would be affected, as it seems like last night's NXT was more like a Raw after Mania with returns, turns, and surprises. Well, that's because Shawn Michaels is booking that. He has claimed that right now Vince McMahon has not had anything to do with NXT. That's what people there are telling me. However, Vince has categorically changed NXT multiple times in the past. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. And ultimately that NXT, if Endeavor wants it to be something else, it can be something else. That's just the way it'll be.
Wasn't there a time that Pritchard was the GOAT, was the conduit? Wasn't there a time when Sean had to report to Pritchard?
Yep.
That's not the case now, right?
No.
Okay. No.
KE775, do you think the locker room will revolt against Vince? Could Vince survive a revolt? Yes, Vince could survive a revolt. It's a matter of he's self-aware enough to remove himself from that situation. But yeah, there will be people that likely ask for their releases and don't want to work. Brandon Charles Powell says, I got to say NXT last night helped clean the bad taste out of my mouth that Raw left. Glad Bron Breakker is now a heel. A lot of people are very glad about that. I was happy to see that. I think that's a better role for him. He gets to stretch his legs a little bit as well.
Yep, they don't have to have Plants booing him anymore.
Caden asks if there's truth to the Cody Rhodes injury rumors. I've not even heard him. Velocity Pastor says, any news why Cena Theory match sucked? A lot of wrestlers thought that Cena sleptwalked through that match, Jimmy.
Yep. I didn't like the whole thing. No, that's not true. I love the Make-A-Wish entrance. Make-A-Wish entrance.
I feel like it lived up to about what I expected that match to be, because I didn't expect Cena to have some incredible match. But I understand why people thought that it sucked.
Yeah, I certainly did. One thing you have to remember, too, is remember what happened with The Rock when The Rock got all those injuries and he had Hercules coming up. And they had to delay production of Hercules for months because of that, right? And I've seen Cena do interviews even recently talking about, because he understands that now, I've seen him do interviews talking about, you know, they rely on me as the actor in the production, and if I'm not around, then I delay the whole thing and whatever. He went pretty safe in that match, and it wasn't very long, and I'm sure that played a hand in it as well.
Yeah.
So it was what it was.
Mike wants to say hi and show some love. He appears on Overbooked. Colton says, is it normal for a 31-year-old man to be emotionally and mentally devastated by this week? Is Cody supposed to lose to every heel now? If he loses to Brock, I don't think that's a good thing either.
Let me just say this. What's this gentleman's name? What's his name?
Colton.
So I'm 48, Colton. And on Sunday night, I watched Roman Reigns pin Cody Rhodes. And I said at like 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, I said, what the fuck was that?
Yep.
So I guess I'm also emotionally and mentally, maybe not devastated, but it pissed me off.
Jay Smith says, hey, Cody, still have that Stardust costume?
Yeah.
Damn. Emily says, in one of his interviews, I think Colin Coward, Triple H literally said that his relationship with, if his relationship with Vince deteriorated too much, he would quit for the sake of his family. I don't know how far we are from that. I think if this continues, we might not be far from that, Jimmy. But also, I think that Triple H would maybe ride it out to see what Endeavor would possibly do as well.
Yeah, I'm going to reserve judgment. I mean, how long do you remember? Do you remember when there was a report, I think from you quite a while ago, about how Hunter looked disheveled in the locker room or something because he had come out of Vince's office,
shit like that.
That was a while ago, and Hunter got through that. So I think Hunter can handle it. And like I said, and you're right, I think about the Endeavor thing. Vince is not going to survive the first round of board elections. He's not. Mm-hmm. And so whenever that is, whether it's 12 months from now, 8 months from now, he won't survive it. So they just have to ride it out.
CJ Lilly says, hi, guys. The other thing is the TV deals with USA Network and Fox. Will they be a factor in this? Because they might not want to renew while Vince is there. They might not want to renew while Vince is there. That is true. I mean, both of them have. I mean, I think that Vince and Rupert Murdoch have had okay relationships despite, you know, some of the shit that went down. I don't think Fox is going to renew in general. Especially
oh, no,
at the
really?
Yeah, especially at the price that they're paying or we're going to be asked to pay. But Comcast, USA Network, I'm sure they'll re-up if necessary. That's been a staple of their programming. And don't think Crisley Knows Best is coming back, Jimmy.
I think Fox will be in the running still because they're still one of the top shows on television in the key demo on Friday nights. So I think that there's still a chance. I don't think Vince being there is going to have any effect whatsoever on television negotiations.
Emily says, do you think the fire Vince chance will make any difference into Endeavor? Do you think SmackDown will be high? I think we mentioned this earlier. We read that one earlier. I do think that there will be some fire Vince chance.
That'd be interesting.
Ryan says what Vince essentially did on Monday was cut Hunter's legs out from under him, from saying the email in the email, he was staying in his position to replacing him in Gorilla. Can't imagine how frustrated Hunter was in that moment. Yes, he made the entire company look like liars to the staff and talent. That's what Vince did because there were two meetings. People are asking if Vince was at NXT last night. No, he wasn't. There was a Zoom meeting. And then there were emails, and then there were a talent meeting, and Vince made liars out of all of that, Jimmy.
When Hunter came out to start the show, Vince was there by then, right? Because they'd already done rewrites and stuff?
But he was in Gorilla by then.
Okay, because a lot of people took
Sitting Hunter's, right next to Bruce.
Of course. A lot of people took Hunter's promo as some semblance of a goodbye. That's how a lot of people took it.
Yeah. Well, I sure as shit hope not. Brandon Joseph says, for Jimmy, between now and when the deal closes, is it possible for Vince's Class B stocks to convert to Class A so he keeps the same voting power since Class B has 10 times the voting power?
No, I don't think so. I think, matter of fact, I think I saw that written down. Remember that document I showed you, Sean, that listed the bonus information?
Yeah.
The transaction agreement. I think it was in there. No, I think Class A and Class B are both converting at the same value, I believe. So I don't think it's going to make a difference.
I need some Class A shares. Walter says, the Cody storyline almost got my wife interested in WWE for the first time in 20 years. The news coming out of this week, she is only AEW. Damn. I mean, AEW, I think that having a good show this week would go a very long way. Very long way. There will be a lot of people that are open to trying them out. Haffy says, what do you expect Nigel McGuinness will do in AEW? Probably manage, probably announce, and then maybe down the line do a wrestling thing. I think that him as a part of Blackpool Combat Club would make a lot of sense, Jimmy.
Yeah, him and Brian have a long history together, yeah?
They do.
Makes sense, yeah.
Caden says, spreading positivity. Love you, man, and great work. It was great to see you. Was Vince at NXT last night? Nope, he was not. Any news about Ciampa or Randy Orton returning to action? We never reported that Randy was imminently coming back. I haven't heard that yet, at all yet, but Ciampa... Gosh, I mean, a hip thing, you never know how long that'll take. And that had been bothering him for a year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I do know that there were ideas pitched about DIY, but with Vince there, does he give a shit?
Yeah.
You know, Vince gives a shit about getting Randy back in the fold. That's for damn sure. Joker says, any Santana injury updates or his relationship with Ortiz? I'll have an update on that coming soon on Fightful Select. He's still sidelined. I heard from him briefly last week, just like a thank you for checking on him type of thing. But he had been out or off social media since largely since his injury. So I feel like that's a good sign. Dax implied recently Enzo and Cass would be a great feud. Any correlation between or to the MLW release? No, the MLW release was a set of miscommunications. Enzo did not want to work in a top title match. MLW advertised him for one. I actually thought him Enzo came off very well in his video about that, a lot better than he did about the tweet about Vince McMahon. But I can tell you that like people have pushed for Enzo and AEW before, and it wasn't a reality.
Okay. He was on a per appearance deal there too, yeah?
Yes, he was. He was. BL says, what happened to Karrion Kross's push? I would imagine a fellow by the name of Vince McMahon happened to that push. And a lot of the re-signings as well. Taylor Cannon says, if they do remove Vince as chairman, any idea who they'll put in that spot? Jimmy, who do you think?
I mean, who knows? You know, it'll be a while before that happens. It'll probably be somebody from the Endeavor side, I imagine. Yeah. So, but it'll be a while before that happens. So it's really hard to answer that question.
So I didn't talk to a lot of people from Endeavor last week when I put together that story about companies that were rumored to be interested that said Vince would be a hurdle. They didn't really comment on that, and that's probably why they didn't comment on that, because he's back. But I had people from every single company, employees from Disney, Comcast, there was one other, and Endeavor, that all said that they recognize the power of Stephanie McMahon. I'm not saying as a chairwoman or chairman, but I wouldn't be surprised to see her back. Brian says, you'll never convince me that Triple H promo wasn't a Vince power move to get Triple H out of Gorilla so Vince could slide into the main seat.
I think he was already there, wasn't he?
Brian, at that point. Brian, you are saying what several wrestlers have said to me. That's what they speculate.
Oh, he said, hey, go cut a promo. And then he sat in the empty chair?
Go.
That's pretty funny.
Oldest trick in the book.
That's funny.
This is a guy who named a pay-per-view Great Balls of Fire, Jimmy.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Flundinger says that this sale has done nothing for shareholders. Can the shareholders sue Vince and Endeavor? Can a regulatory agency get involved, Jimmy?
Let's talk about that. I actually had a thing about that. Okay. The first thing I want to do is I want to address something that I noticed that a lot of wrestling sites are making a big deal out of, and it's not a big deal. There's a legal firm called Ademi LLP. And they issued a press release saying that they're investigating the transaction for possible breaches of fiduciary duty and other violations of law. There is nothing to this, at least at this stage. This is a class action thing. Class action things are cash grabs. The attorney at the center of this, his name is Guri Ademi. He has a history of doing this. They're looking for an easy payout. That's what this is. And the reason that he did the press release is he wants to try to get shareholders on board to strengthen his case so that he can try and strengthen the chances of victory. It's unlikely it's going to go anywhere. Now, I will say something else funny enough about the stock. And I mentioned this to you this morning a little bit. The day that they announced the Endeavor deal on Monday, the stock went down. And an analyst at the time said that shareholders weren't happy that it was a stock deal. It wasn't a cash deal, right? And a lot of people are confused about this, Sean, because I've seen so many social media posts about, oh, well, Vince has billions in cash now. This was a stock deal, all right? Endeavor's not cutting a check to WWE or to Vince McMahon or to the shareholder. So if you're thinking to yourself, $9.3 billion valuation and Endeavor's acquiring 51% of it, that means that WWE shareholders are getting whatever the hell that is, $4.5 billion. Yeah. No. That's not what's happening. So Monday, the stock went down, but in the last 2 days, it has actually rebounded. Last I looked at it, it hit $99 today. And that's because analysts actually like the deal long term. And so that made Wall Street respond accordingly. But to answer your question about can they sue, you're going to see this class action stuff. You're going to see it. And that's as far as it's going to go, I think. Nothing else is going to, especially when the stock's gone up today. What's there to sue for, right?
Yeah. So, man, we're almost caught up, and then we get a bunch more super chats. This has got to become a super chat show, Jimmy. My God.
They love me, Sean. They love me.
Yeah. We definitely don't make more when you're gone. That's for sure.
That's because then they're too busy listening, Sean. They're too busy listening.
Right. WWR official says, could Hunter have told Vince to pound sand Monday night, or does Vince have the power to remove Hunter in his current position? Vince has power. Vince can adjust that as he sees fit. He could make if he wanted to, he could hire Jimmy Van on the spot and make him head of creative if he so chose. Garmin Rose says, what's the deal? We all expecting UK to go back to $20 plus pay-per-views. Well, I'll tell you what, if they do, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
NordVPN.com/Fightful.
There's the microphone. WWE told me for our report that they aren't imminently expecting to change pay-per-views from what they are and take a too-good-to-be-true deal.
That's fine, but that's not WWE's decision when the time comes.
CJ Lilly, they said imminently. CJ Lilly said, we'll never see Bray again now that he has to be one of the people reassessing his contract and Alexa's return is delayed again. That's if she comes back at all now. It seemed like Alexa had some other stuff going on physically, yes. so that's the important thing. Bray is ill. He was ill. He's been ill. That's just the thing. That's the nature of it. I'm trying to find out more.
So I did see that video. Did you see that video clip? The guy that ran into him on the street? Mm-mm. So Bray was in LA and a guy posted a video where he came up to him at a light and Bray was in a truck. And the guy, I think it might've been like Friday or Saturday. And the guy said to the guy, to Bray, he said, are we going to see you at Mania? And Bray said something along the lines of something like night two is my night, something like that.
He's really excited for Roman to win. That's what
I guess he
must
have been.
About.
Yeah.
Silverback says, what do you think about Triple H to AEW? Fat chance. Very fat chance. But you know what? If he were free and I were Tony Khan, I would do it. I would absolutely do it.
At least make a phone call. Sure.
Yeah. Colton says, Vince's swan song, allegations too severe to last. Buddy, he's back. He's back.
There'd have to be more. There'd have to be more.
Don says UFC WWE streaming service post TV deal expirations. Now that is an interesting line of thinking. A combination UFC WWE deal with enough crossover there. I mean, Jimmy, we started our site because of this, because of the crossover between those fans. It's died out significantly. However, it's very clear that I think it would do well.
So Nikon addressed this in the interview with Axios on Monday, and he said that WWE will go after a separate television deal from UFC, but he said it was possible that they would align when it comes to a streaming deal, because the Peacock deal, I don't think, expires till 26. So he was saying they might align on a streaming deal, so that's very possible.
Bridget Hewlett just dropped a monster super chat. We're going to spend some time on a very random question, but one I'm excited
very generous.
To answer. Because I
you know what? My cat looks like her cat, Sean. You've seen my cat.
Yeah, it does. It does. But I actually spoke with Security Sam from AEW this past week. I know a lot of the security guards. Says, I know this is off topic. I've always wondered when wrestlers go in the crowd, whether it makes security nervous or not. Based on the conversations that I've had with people, yeah, it does, because they know that they are now effectively a part of the show and they're briefed on it and things like that. And not only do you have to watch, these people might come after wrestlers. You have to watch the wrestlers themselves. You got to make sure the wrestlers don't do anything.
Absolutely.
There have been numerous security guards that I've talked to that have had to restrain wrestlers. And even whether it be a work or a shoot, Jimmy, like a wrestler pretending to go at an audience member and then they got to get involved as well. Then there are some that go in there completely unplanned. And that's what I've always heard makes them very, very nervous is that element of it where, that, you know, they've got to rush to get to a certain spot. Mm-hmm. They've got to rush to do their job, because even though they can sometimes be a part of the show, we saw with CM Punk, he went out in the crowd and one time he slapped at somebody. That makes them very, obviously that would make them nervous, Jimmy.
Sure. I mean, fortunately, it's not the 70s anymore. Fans are not bringing knives. They're not bringing batteries. They're
Thank
not
God.
Bringing cups of piss like they used to. But absolutely, we live in a litigious society. So there's that risk. Did you see Mr. Alex McCarthy go taken off when Brock threw Cody out there?
No, I didn't. That's
so funny. When Brock, it might've been a suplex. He suplexed Cody over a barrier near where the ring announcers are. And that's where Alex was stationed. And when Cody came over that barrier, Alex was out of there in about a half a second.
That's
he was
amazing.
Like, he was like an Olympic 100 meter dash runner.
We have a ton of super chats to get to. We're just going to go through those. Cal says, have you heard anything about talent feeling betrayed by Triple H with him constantly saying Vince is running things? No, nobody's putting the blame on Triple H. They think that he was put in an unfair position.
I agree. I don't think it's fair to do that.
Emily Duda says, maybe move Nick up and put Stephanie as president.
I mean, anything is possible when the time comes. I believe that, because you got to remember again, the NewCo, right? Nothing's going to happen with WWE now. The NewCo, six Endeavor people, five WWE people. Now, granted, could the new chairman be from the WWE side and they're close with Endeavor folks? Sure. Anything is possible. Nick Khan might make a lot of sense because Nick Khan knows Ari really well and all those people. Yeah. It's possible. We'll see.
Ryan says, with Vince back now, can you see the talent that Hunter brought back asked for their release, like Cross, Scarlett, and Bray Wyatt? I can definitely see some of them asking for their releases. Absolutely. A lot of the re-signings have been de-emphasized and just aren't figured into a lot of these shows heavily, so I could certainly see that. Tanner says, I know we've all heard about the reports of Jay White. From what you know here, is there any chance at all he's WWE bound by the summer? Again, I think anything is possible. But I think that they fumbled the bag on him big based on what I hear right now. And I wish that he would. I wish that he would. Eloquent says, are talent going to get paid more at least? Well, that's why you're going to see a lot of people waiting until Endeavor takes over before they talk deals. They want to see what's out there and what's possible. CJ Lilly says, update on Ronda Shayna, as Ronda did nothing in her match and Shayna was limping after the match. Hope Alexa comes to SmackDown with Charlotte on hiatus. Alexa needs some sort of change, but Ronda had went into that match banged up. Shayna, I haven't heard anything differently about her, but Friday will be a big tell if they're not on the show whatsoever. I think that that would be a big tell. I'll see what I can find out, though. But, I mean, also, Shayna works really hard. I would imagine she's always working banged up.
Do you know if one of the reasons the women's tag was given less time was because of Ronda's injury and limitation? Or just because they've been doing that with the women? Okay.
I don't have any idea. Austin says... Awful. Please tell me Bobby LA rumor is false. Nope, it wasn't false. There were plans for them to do that. Says, I worry so much for LA. LA and Sammy have reminded me why I like wrestling again.
I want to talk about this for a minute. So on Sunday night, because, you know, the whole weekend, everybody was thinking they're going to do something with Lashley. He's going to make some kind of an appearance. They're going to do something with LA Knight. He's going to make some kind of an appearance. I posted something on Twitter that kind of went viral, got about 250,000 views, and Lashley himself liked the tweet, which tells me that maybe he was in agreement. So I'm going to read what I said. I said, Triple H famously suggested to CM Punk in a promo on Raw that if you get over with the crowd, opportunities will come. Bobby Lashley has been over. LA Knight got over despite his booking. Neither got a WrestleMania match, but Pat McAfee and Shane McMahon did. Now, some people missed the point. Some people responded and said, oh, but Pat McAfee is over. This wasn't about Pat McAfee. I love Pat McAfee. My point was, those guys are never around. They didn't deserve it. Lashley and LA Knight are there every week. They deserved it. And so it was a slap in the face. And some people were like, well, what did you expect? Lashley was supposed to fight Bray and Bray was injured. They had like a month. You're telling me over two nights they couldn't figure some out? They could have very easily done the same Miz thing. One night is Lashley, one night it's LA Knight. They could have very easily done that. And so that was a misstep. And I felt for those guys because Mania is the show. That's what they want to be on. I felt for those guys.
Arya says, Friday, if Vince is there, do you think talent will walk out? I think there's a real possibility that some will.
Really?
It's not going to be. I got everybody saying, strike, stage. Shut the fuck up. They ain't doing that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They ain't doing that. Get real. Oh, they're cowards if they don't. Man, they got fucking families.
Yeah. You're right. Remember the Montreal Screwjob. And when everybody, including Mick Foley, when everybody said that they were going to walk and they were there the next week, I think some of them.
Well, Bulldog, Anvil.
Well,
Brian sure. Adams did. Mick Foley did. Like a lot of them.
But they all ended up coming back.
Of course.
And like you just said, they got families to support.
Yeah.
So.
Gary O'Sullivan says, hey guys, I want to say you're both doing awesome. My question is, how long do you think Roman is staying champion? Does he pass 1,027 days? Well, I don't know the significance of that number, but yeah, at this point I do. I don't even know if he defends it before 1,027 days at this point. But yeah,
did you see Roman's interview with Ariel?
No.
So he basically, because Ariel said to him, you know, there were reports that you're going to take off for a while, maybe until SummerSlam or something. And Roman said, the deal that I have, he's like, if they keep cutting the checks that they're cutting, I'm not going anywhere. So,
yeah. Bob says, Triple H was only announced as a Hall of Famer instead of COO on his way to the ring Monday. Any chance that was done to undermine his position? There's always a chance, but I don't think so. But I mean, there's always an opportunity. Kev says, Do you think that there's politics involved and Reigns not putting over Cody and the adversity story is the reason they've got out of doing the job? Yeah, I think there's a real possibility that politics are at play. You got a guy who used to take shots at WWE, who left WWE, who set up the top competition for WWE, who lured one of his best friends away from WWE. I think there's always possibility of that. I'm not going to say it is.
Yeah. But there's been a lot of comparisons to Cena. When Cena lost to The Rock, then the next night, Brock Lesnar shakes his hand, then drops him with an F5. There's a lot of comparisons, like this is where they're going. And in that situation, Cena beat Brock. Yeah. Brock and Cody, have you heard, is it going to be like a Backlash or Saudi? Have you heard about that?
Whatever the next show is, was the plan last I had heard.
Backlash in Puerto Rico, I believe, is the next show.
Yeah.
Saudi's the end of May as well, though.
New York Jets says, so you're saying Vince is 100% control of creative, Triple H is out, this is all confirmed. I've never said that. Like, if there's one thing you learn from these shows, we'll just say it. No, 100% Vince is not in control of creative. No, Triple H is not out. No, this is not confirmed. No. Where's Nakamura been? When's his contract up? He pushed back on the word that he possibly signed a new deal. So I don't know exactly when his deal is up.
He was at the Hall of Fame.
He was there. He was in L.A. I saw him in L.A. So he's been around, but whether or not he's been hurt or needed time off, it's really hard to say. And WWE has been commenting on that less. But yeah. B Nation Gaming says, Sean, how'd you feel about the Mario movie? Any matches you're looking forward to on AEW? Going to a meet and greet with the Lucha Brothers. I want to see a four pillars, four corner match. Like, I don't want to see MJF face one of them. I want to see him face four of all four. I want that. I really enjoyed the Mario movie. It was great. I'm excited for spinoffs. It's a nice age where video game movies don't suck.
So I'm taking my kids on Friday. Were there kids? You went to a midnight showing, so I imagine no kids, right?
There were some. It's spring break for a lot of kids out here.
Okay. I'm taking mine on Friday to see that movie. So
it's a good movie. Tom Talks Rubbish says, back from boxing. Great training. Now to watch a great show. Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you so much. Justin LaRose, will Vince have to answer to people in Endeavor if ratings and attendance drop? Yeah, of course he will.
I mean, technically, they will have control. Now, Ari Emanuel was asked in that CNBC interview, what happens if you guys ever have a disagreement? And I don't know if you caught Vince's little comment, Sean. And you know when people make a joke and there's truth to it, right?
Yeah.
Vince McMahon said to Ari Emanuel, he said, I thought you worked for me. Ha, ha, ha. And I saw that and I was like, you little fucking got to get that in, you know? But Ari Emanuel said, if there's anything that we don't agree on, then we won't do it. But in a case like performance, they got controlling interest and he absolutely will have to answer. But I don't think Vince will be chairman past the first round of elections.
Pavement Cut Your Hair says, what if Triple H pedigreed Vince backstage for real? Well, we would sell a lot of subscriptions. And we're about to sell even more. We're going to head to FightfulSelect.com in minutes to do reckless speculation on the AEW announcement. But Jimmy, there's no recklessly speculating about what gets your penis good and hard. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful does that. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it works. You speak to their online physician, and if approved, it ships straight to your door in a discreet package. No waiting in line at the pharmacy. No waiting in line at the doctor's office. Jimmy, put that down.
I'm helping you.
You need to be the face. No, you're not. You're not. Not in any way, Jimmy.
I need to be the face of what?
No. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients like we mentioned. You can take them anytime, day or night. So you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Maybe you need that motivation. Maybe you need that performance. And those Blue Chew tablets are made straight in the USA. So you are getting an all-American boner, my friend. Don't think you need it. Try it for a month and see. You're going to love it. You could be missing out on the best sex of your life. And right now you get your first shipment free when you use our promo code Fightful at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. Check it out, guys. It's all done online. No visits to the doctor's office. No awkward conversations outside of the awkward one that I have with you guys during this show. You want it. You need it. You know you desire it. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. Adrian says, great content. Love the channel. Thank you, Adrian. You've been super generous today. I want to thank you so much for that. Chuck says, where is Eric Young? So he will be a person that pops up. Like, he and I think a couple more people were actually brought in before the Vince thing. So I don't know if like what the deal is there, but
I know he's doing NHL Network stuff. I know that.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. K775 says, what do you think is next for the champs? Gunther, Theory, Rhea, and Bianca. Well, I think that Theory's contender's TBD. I think Rhea is going to head towards Raquel. I think Bianca's contender will be determined. Probably next week they'll push back and do that. I think there's a chance that we see somebody newish. I think we might maybe even see an Io Sky face Bianca.
Pretty interesting.
Gunther, I think Gunther's going to keep running the gamut. I think he's going to run the gauntlet and just keep beating people's asses, Jimmy.
I mean, he's the run that he's having. I mean, they haven't seen this out of the Intercontinental Champion in a long time. I want Austin Theory to take improv classes.
I think he's doing all right.
He needs help. So when he goes out to the ring, and I understand sometimes when you're live, like you know, you and I on this podcast, sometimes we say the wrong thing because it's a live moment. He goes out to the ring. The crowd's chanting, you tapped out, because he tapped out to Cena when the referee was down. And he looks at the crowd and he goes, no, you tapped out. Y'all tapped out because you didn't believe in me. And I just watched that thinking, no, that's not going to work. So WWE, invest in some improv classes for Austin Theory.
Black Mega Man says, any news on the AEW video game? It's been very quiet on that front. Jose says, does Vince have to be elected? In the press release, he was just named the executive chairman of the new co.
I mean, you have to start with somebody. And so, and that was probably part of the deal.
Exactly.
Right. But eventually, typically they do it once a year, unless something happens and they have to do it. They have to call an audible. Otherwise, it's usually once a year. They do a round of board elections, and that's when that could happen. But to start, he'll be in.
New York Jet says, do you feel an obligation as the fan industry to not pour gas on a fan until a story is 100% confirmed? Seems a lot of reporting is per reports. I mean, I follow up on everything. Like, the beautiful thing about FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, and why I want more credible sources reporting things is because I don't feel like there's anybody better at getting additional details as well. I feel like legitimately Fightful is the best at reporting original news in the game, but I also think in the world we're the best at getting details when other people report things as well. So, I mean, I can count on one hand the number of things I've had to say, oh, hey, we were wrong on that one. And, you know, there are some people, again, some people that I kind of went at this week, that if I had got as much stuff wrong as they did in one day, I wouldn't have a career. So,
I mean,
I'm very confident in our abilities.
Look at the chaos from the WWE has sold to the Saudis. Remember that absolute chaos?
And I mean, that night, I wanted to take the night off, and I said, I'm sick of this shit. So I'm going to tell everybody exactly what the rumor is. Right. And I'm going to tell them, I haven't heard anything about this,
right. But
this is what everybody's vague. Oh, if what I'm hearing is true. Listen, if you see Sean Ross App post a vague GIF out there or an eyeball emoji, you better slap the $5 down, because that story is coming imminently. It's happening. And we're going to report on it on FightfulSelect.com. I'm not going to tweet some eyeball emojis and walk away from my office for the day. That ain't happening. Tazzy says, do you believe Bray will return soon with The Fiend? I don't know about with The Fiend, but I do think he'll hopefully be back in some capacity. I mean, he was in town, but again, you can't predict illness and all that. Donizard says, I swear the wrestlers, staff, Triple H need to walk out of the company and threaten to quit their job till Vince is fired. That is unrealistic. It is irresponsible. Yeah. They got families to feed. It's not a realistic thing. So WWE is never going to split the titles. I wish they would, but I want them to do it in a responsible manner. Them doing what they did, I mean, if it would have led to Cody winning, it would have made a lot of sense. It would have made a lot of sense. Mark also mentions Triple H had COO on his nameplate, so. 1,027 days puts him past Pedro. I think that's the distinction. But yeah, what does that really mean? How often do they talk about Pedro Morales on WWE TV?
Yeah, they don't, unless, I don't know. Did he pass Hogan? Has he passed Hogan?
Hell no, Hogan held it for 4 years.
Okay, so because that would be the one, but like they're not going to let, you know, Roman hold on that long, you know?
Yeah, Hogan held it for 4 years. I mean, they can already say longest in the cable TV era. Stuff like that, but
I think they say longest since Hogan. I think normally, don't they? Although it's not true.
Or modern or some shit like that. That's what they said with Punk was modern. Mm. So the longest reigns are Bruno 2800, Hogan 1400, Backlund 1407, yeah, right into that. Bruno again 1200, Pedro 1027. It's like, all right, cool. You got the fifth longest reign.
Right.
Marco says, I'd like to know how Triple H really feels all about this. There has to be some hate that he keeps hidden with Steph. I'm sure he's frustrated. There's no way he can't be frustrated. Mm-hmm. No way. James Stalling says, Nigel got his All Elite graphic. So happy, man. I want to address this. Inverted, I appreciate you coming here, but he says, all this WWE doom talk is ridiculous. You guys have been saying this since before, at least the last few years. Some of you need to chill. No, what you need to do is take a look at some of the fucking numbers, Playboy. Look at the decline they were on from a live event and viewership perspective. Look at how tons of people requested their release from the company. Tons of people walked from the company. Tons of people let their deals expire from the company to the point to where it created their own competition. Yes, Vince McMahon caused a severe downturn in business because of being creatively bankrupt, and that's before all this peripheral shit.
When AEW started, I joked that somebody that isn't given enough credit for starting AEW is Vince McMahon. Because that's true. And also, I don't know the exact number, but I believe that Raw got down to like 1.5 million viewers under the Vince regime before he retired. So they were on a downward trend in terms of television ratings.
Curtis says, any chance we see Jonathan Gresham back in AEW after his interview that shed some light on his confrontation with TK and how he's working through it? Article just dropped. Shout out to House of Wrestling. I was supposed to get that interview. I was a little busy this week. But Nick Housman, I want to say I'm glad Nick Housman is in wrestling media. I'm glad he's doing something on his own. You guys should support it. We need Nick Housman in wrestling media because what he asks isn't always going to be something that I ask or somebody else asks. And I think that he approaches things a lot differently, and I think that is absolutely needed. I've heard that Jonathan Gresham has talked with Tony Khan since then, and things have been all right. I think there's a definite possibility. Random, but John Wick 4 is incredible. I got to catch up.
I've heard that too. Yeah.
Justin Robbins, let's be a little more sensitive here. We're wishing Dante the best. The Crowbars told me that he thought that Dante would be out like 6 to 8 months based on his experience. He said really? He thought it was like tibia and fibula.
I will. Let me ask you a quick question on that. Does Ring of Honor use agents, match producers?
Yeah, of course they do.
Okay, because that spot should never have happened. It was very irresponsible. And so I hope that they've learned and they don't do it again. That was a stupid spot where the way that Dante was falling, he couldn't even see where he was going to land. And because the tables were stacked, when you hit the first one, you're not hitting the ground. You're still going on an angle trajectory to the ground. It was very dangerous, very irresponsible. So I hope they don't do it again.
Wow. PW Insider just reported that AEW hired Adam Hopkins.
The PR guy.
A longtime WWE PR guy.
That's cool. Good for him. Good for him.
I'm going to reach out about that. Ooh.
Good for him.
That would be big. That would be very, very big. Yeah. We got to get through these damn super chats, guys. Y'all went crazy today. Went crazy today. Colt said, I saw that some outlets were saying Endeavor sees the outcry from fans on Twitter. Have you heard the same or can you find out? Yeah, we said the same. They have heard that. Of course, they're plugged in. They know. Pavement Cut Your Hair says, Roman changed for the worse since his title run and new contract. Is he no longer a header like Mox and leader. Turned back? I never heard that he was necessarily like a, yeah, guys, we got to do this. And I've never heard that he was like Hogan.
Right.
You know, from what I heard, he minds his own business.
Yeah, I can see that about him.
Mitchell says, I know it's off topic. Any update on AJ Styles? I was told he wasn't close about a month ago. That was about
he
a month ago.
Close.
Wasn't close. Emily Dudas says, do you think Nick has sympathy for Hunter? What's their relationship? Seems reasonable, but mostly money-driven. Is he playing Vince? I'd always heard that he maintained a positive relationship with Nick Khan. Nick Khan, I think, realizes he's a lot better off with Triple H than he is with Vince McMahon.
Yeah, but I also think Nick Khan knows how to talk to Vince McMahon. I think that some of these younger, I've been in this world. I think some of these younger, you know, because Nick Khan is a go-getter kind of sales guy. I think some of these guys look at Vince as an ETM, you know?
Seth says, do you think WWE should be worried about Bray Wyatt's position in WWE? I know a lot of people dislike him, but I really hope he returns. Again, he's under the weather. He's ill right now, but considering his history with Vince McMahon, I don't have a great sense of confidence right now in that, but yeah, Joker.
And I don't think people dislike him. It's just the creative.
Sure. Joker says, not our business, but I worry about Triple H's heart problems. Not going to speculate on that. The report yesterday on Vince and morale is alone worth the $5, says Chris Reigns. Thank you so much. Like, we specifically wanted to make this the most affordable wrestling news service period. And you get 40 shows a month and a lot more. Did you watch NXT? It was a breath of fresh air. I enjoyed NXT. Yeah.
I've seen clips so far. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Tazzy says, have you ever been to Romania? Both of you. Never. I would love to go to Romania. Would love to go a lot of places. I'm hopefully heading to London. I really need to book that travel. So I'll probably do that very soon, but lots of stuff like that. But I'll tell you where I'll be this weekend. Squared Circle Expo. Come see me. I'll be running around. Going to be trying to punch Shaza in the back of her head, as well as interviewing some wrestlers. If I missed any super chats, let me know.
You should say where Squared Circle Expo is going to be.
Indianapolis.
There you go.
Indianapolis. Very excited about that. People saying, is the Hopkins hire that big? How is it that big? He has been, he's worked for WWE from 97 to 2022. He knows. I'll be honest with you. There's a good chance I'm probably doing AEW pay-per-views if Adam Hopkins is there, because Adam Hopkins knows the value of press junkets and things like that. So get ready to pay for that travel, Jimmy. Until next time, guys, FightfulSelect.com right now. Rec spec, maybe not so recklessly speculating on AEW's announcement. Until next time, let me make sure we don't have any more super chats. Bookscar Racer says, think you missed mine. Send it to me, please. Please, I've got no moderator today. Send it to me on Twitter. I'll read it today, tonight. Until next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.